Wisconsin saw its first snowfall this year just after Thanksgiving. And thanks to cold temperatures, most of the state remains covered with snow.
That's a departure from recent years when fluctuating temperatures kept snowpack down. This season, snow is good news for people who thrive on winter recreation. And we heard from one listener in the Northwoods, Mike in Minocqua, who's taking to the trails.
Mike texted, "The recent snowfalls have allowed me to exercise my favorite winter sports again. Cross-country skiing, both classic and skate styles, ski-joring with my dog, and getting my fat bike out with studded tires. Most of the time, I enjoy these activities at Minocqua Winter Park, which hosts them all, plus snowshoe trails."
Thanks for writing in, Mike. To hear more about how this winter's weather is helping out skiers in the state, we're checking in now with Carrie Eaton, president of the Madison Nordic Ski Club. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Madison area has had some dry, brown winters in recent past. What's been the weather like this season for skiing in southern Wisconsin?
We've been so incredibly lucky to have this much snow this early in the season, especially to have a good snowpack in November, ready for snowshoeing and skiing and seeing everyone out on the trails. Everyone is so thrilled and so happy to just be outside.
What has your club been able to do already this season that it hasn't been able to do in past winters?
I think the big perk is just having groomed and prepared trail for all of our outside winter activities. Our Madnorski Ski Club partners with the City of Madison to groom trails in several of the area city parks. So our volunteers are out there before the sun rises, rolling and track setting for our skiers. We've also established some snowshoe trails to make sure that our walkers are included as well. And to be able to have those activities ready in November for all of our youth programs that are starting up and our adult meetups is just fantastic because we're getting outside on the snow instead of trying to make do on the trails.
Some people using a trail might take the fact that it's groomed for granted. What goes into grooming a trail?
Well, it takes several hours of our volunteer groomers getting out there with snowmobiles and special pull-behind equipment to turn those snowy trails into something that is skiable. They use a roller to pack the snow down, and there's a separate groomer for turning that into a special lane for a kind of cross-country skiing called skate skiing.
That's what I did.
And then we also set tracks for classic skiing.
Okay.
It used to take us about 6 hours to groom the trails at Elver Park in Madison. But now we've upgraded and we have 2 grooming sets. We got a second snowmobile and our groomers can do that in about 3 hours.
Okay.
But often they are up very early in the morning when the temperatures are nice and cold because that's the best way to turn that snow into something that is great for skiing.
The exciting part, there won't be a need for snowmaking machines this season.
Yeah, we still have places in town that make snow,
okay.
Which is great. But I think everyone really likes getting out on that natural snow and being out in the woods, taking in nature, seeing that winter wildlife, and just being part of the Nordic community.
I was on the cross-country ski team in high school, and whenever we would finish either a race or finish practice, it was always dark outside. And I'm wondering, how do you deal with that lack of daylight and still get out and cross-country ski during a busy week?
I think a big part of it is to just overcome that first hurdle and get outside. If you're able to take a break in the middle of the day and take in some of that winter sunlight, that's fantastic. But for a lot of us who work or have school, that can be really tough. My advice is to invest in a really great headlamp. The winter trails actually take on this magical look in the dark, and it can be a lot of fun to be out in the evening after work, skiing underneath a full moon in the trees, hearing the owls, and just being out there with friends and community.
So peaceful, so quiet. It just, I can sense it now. So with the ski club, do you have events or what are you gearing up for?
We've already started all of our juniors programs for middle school and high schoolers. But if there are folks out there who are still interested, you're welcome to join us. We have youth programs for elementary age kids that will be starting up in January. We also run monthly club meetings for all of our members and weekly adult meetups for cross-country skiing. We have a special interest group called Trail Women for women identifying skiers and hikers who are interested in just getting out there on the ski trails and snowshoe trails and being active outdoors. And then in the month of January, we also offer free adult lessons. So if someone is just really interested in taking up cross-country skiing, learning how it's done, those free lessons in January are a great way to get started.
Do you remember how you got started in cross-country skiing and what that was like?
I sort of skied recreationally in high school. It was offered as a physical education class in my high school in northern Illinois. But, you know, down in Illinois, the snow is kind of touch and go, so I didn't get a lot of skiing done in then. But when I moved to Wisconsin, I just really dove in. There are so many fantastic trails in the Madison area. I did learn to ski as an adult, which is quite the challenge. But having a group or a community to lean on and help you learn to do that definitely helps a lot. And since I've taken up the sport, I have actually also gotten into ski racing. So I've done several ski marathons.
A Berkey?
I have raced the full Berkey.
Good for
three times.
Wow, that's awesome.
And since my daughter was born, I've switched to the 29-kilometer Cortalopet. And I have now officially done 10 of those. I'll be doing my 11th this February.
That is so fabulous. We're talking about outdoor winter activities with Carrie Eaton, president of the Madison Nordic Ski Club. Carrie, are there other areas of the state that may have either more snow or less snow be better equipped for these winter activities?
Yeah, it's really interesting how the snowfall throughout our state can vary. There have been seasons where our snow is actually better than the snow up north. But there are plenty of really magical places around Wisconsin where you can go ski. Down in southern Wisconsin, there are great public lands with the Ice Age Trail and the Greenbush area for Nordic skiing. You have the Lapham Peak Unit near Milwaukee. And several of our state parks like Governor Dodge and Mirror Lake also have cross-country skiing options in the winter. And if you want to go up north, the options are just unlimited.
How has interest in cross-country skiing changed in recent years within your club and maybe within the community? What have you seen and noticed?
Well, a lot of it tends to follow our snowfall. We see our biggest peaks in membership when we've got good snow on the ground, especially in early December. One of the challenges that cross-country skiing really is facing is climate change. And so those low snow years are really tough on folks who really love to cross-country ski. There are great, you know, options out there with that man-made and artificial snow. And even some of the bigger races have managed to pull off some of their long-distance races using that artificial snow option. But one of the things I really like about our club is our emphasis really is just on being active outdoors, whether it's mountain biking or hiking as a group. We offer a September bike ride that we do as a club where we just bike around. We have group hikes. Just being outside and being active out in nature has a lot of health benefits, not just physical ones, but mental ones too.
That is so awesome. Obviously, the weather, as you mentioned, can really dictate whether someone is getting out or not. On warmer days when there maybe isn't as much snow on the ground, what options do people have to get outside?
Yeah, I mean, just start by going for a brisk walk in your neighborhood. I'm a runner myself, and so I'll get up and go for an early morning run or a trail run at the Pheasant Branch Conservancy right near my home. We have a lot of members who are very interested in biking, and so they take their summer road bikes and turn them into winter fat bikes so they can take on the trails in any condition. Just finding a way to get a little bit of movement through these cold, dark winter months can be really beneficial.
Carrie, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
Carrie Eaton is president of the Madison Nordic Ski Club. We've been talking about the widespread snow cover and how our club is getting out to enjoy winter activities and making the trails so other people can get out as well.